coming to this morning's open house, despite the rather dreadful weather. It's been a little bit of work to get here. 谢谢大家今天早上来到这边。就像有像外面下雨啊，大家也来这边，那个不容易哈。谢谢。Before I begin the talk, I'd like to thank, in addition to everyone who coming here, also like to thank the resident monastics for looking after the Chan Center and making all the arrangements that make today's event possible. Chang Sheng Fa Shi here. She was very busy taking care of this and of course other resident monastics. So also I would like to thank the volunteers at the reception desk working hard downstairs to prepare our lunch and also doing everything else from cleaning to maintenance to make this place available for us here. So want to express my gratitude. 那另外我也希望感恩这里的常住法师照顾这边的道场和长生法师一直很忙来照顾这边的活动让我们有这些活动还有就是一直在这边的义工菩萨们在外面那个知客的菩萨还有楼下在忙着那个做饭的菩萨然后清洁的日常在这边在这边照顾道场的菩萨没有这些义工菩萨我们是没有这个道场每个礼拜天可以来这边的那所以非常感恩就是趁这个机会可以谢谢大家一下 today the topic of the talk is practice and self-attachment今天的题目是修行和自我执着I can't help but refer to what I had talked about last time it may absolutely have nothing to do with you because many of you were not in the last talk so I'm not going to refer to that 因为好像两个多月之前我有另外一个演讲里面也讲的那个相关的题目那或许可以会提醒大家一下上次讲的是什么可是其实今天的题目是完全不一样的所以也不是有太大的关系上次有没有听过都As I prepare for today's talk, actually today's talk is really not related to last talk, even though it's a similar topic. So we'll see how today's talk turns out. I don't know. Usually when we think about attachment, as we engage in the practice, we want to lessen our attachment.So we think about this quite a bit because, well, it seems to us that part of the deal is to, not be attached. Right? 那通常我在我们修行的过程里面呢，都会想到那个太执着啊，执着就是我们修行的障碍哈。那我们就是会想，就是很自然会想到了解这个执着究竟是什么一回事因为我们希望不要这么执着嘛少一点执着那我们就会少一点痛苦可以比较那个修行会好一点会这样想 So usually when we think about attachment we think about the obvious attachment so with things that we're attached toSo, then kind of we can come up with a list of things that we usually quite attached to, right? We usually it's easy to observe that we attach to our body. We're attached to our appearance, right? So, like, just think about how often we look at the pictures when we were 20 years younger. It's like, oh, that's me, you know, like, I used to look like this, or I used to have hair, or I used to, you know, I used to, like, look, you know, much skinnier or something. And that's me. That's a form of attachment, to our body, looking a certain way, all right? Or attachment to our bodily function, meaning attached to our ability to be able to do certain things. For example, you hear when you start to talk like that, you know you're getting older. It's like, I used to be able to, you know, like walk however many miles without having to stop, or I used to be able to, you know, pull all-nighter and to no problem. This is a form of attachment we can readily think of. 那我们想到那个执着的时候呢，有些时候会想到，哎，执着是什么东西呢？或许想到我们通常会执着什么？那有一些比较容易想到的，哎，我们很多时候都会很执着我们这个身体啊，我们怎么执着这个身体呢？很容易想到，我们常常会把我们几十年前拍的照片拿出来看，哎，这个是我，我这个几十年前，这是这么年轻，这么瘦，这么漂亮，或是，我那个时候还有很多头发，我头发那个时候还是黑黑的，或是那个亮亮的，会想到这样子哈，那个或许会想到不只是外表，会想到，哎，那个我年轻的时候，我的身体的功能就好多了，我可以走很远的路都不会累呀，或是可以晚上不睡觉一直做工作都没有问题了，现在没可能了所以那个所以我们这方面对自己这个身体的外表或者这个身体的功能的执着比较容易可以想到，哎，我们这是执着这些嘛，对，所以好像说不要执着，就是要接受，哎呀，我现在老了，那个不是这个这么年轻了，这个就是叫不执着了，我们会想。So what does it mean by not being attached? We may think that, oh, then you just accept that, well, you know, I'm not young anymore because I don't look like I used to look like, what, 20 years ago, or I can't do what I was able to do 20 years ago. So this acceptance, being able to accept the fact that I don't have the body I had 20 years ago. That's like not attached. Right? So that's our usual understanding. Or we might think of our attachment in terms of our attachment to our possessions. Think about our attachment. Like we might be very attached to. We might be very attached to our car. Very attached to our home. Attached to it in the sense that we wanted to look a certain way. We always wanted to look a certain way. So if any of you have got a new car, like you wanted to look shiny and new forever, which is not possible, but we want it to be like that. So, this is a form of attachment, right? 啊，或许啊，会想到那个，还有其他我们什么东西会很执着的呢？就是或许我们很执着我们拥有的东西，或者我们拥有的，或许房子啊、车子啊。那我们怎么执着法呢？我们执着的就会，或许有一个有台新的车的时候，就是希望，就是会很执着这台车新的时候那个亮亮的、很漂亮的。的样子，就希望这台车子永远都是这样亮亮的、很漂亮、新的样子，没可能的。可是我们就会很执着。So like when we are attached to our possession, like wanting our car to look, you know, new and shiny, and or look, wanting our house to look like perfect, you know, nothing leaks, nothing goes wrong, then it kind of causes us quite a bit of grief if you think about it.Because whenever the car doesn't work or someone put a ding on your brand new shiny car, you're going to get a little upset. You're going to get upset for a pretty long time. So This is when we can see why attachment can cause us suffering. 那我们都会知道呢，当我们对这些我们拥有的东西，新的车子也好，那个房子也好，或许我们就很希望车子永远都是亮亮的，很新的，或是我们希望我们的房子都不会破的，都是很每一样东西都是好好的，没有什么管子破掉啦，什么东西有问题啦，又修理啦，我们就希望是这样子，对，就是最对我们拥有东西的执着。那我们那这些执着呢，我们在看的时候，在注意的时候，就会发现对这些我们拥有的东西的执着，很多时候就是我们痛苦的根源。那个如果好像我们新的车子给人家闯一下，有个什么花掉的地方，我们就很心疼，我们就很不高兴，可能不高兴很久。或者如果房子有什么问题，我们就很担心，这些让我们觉得很痛苦很的事情。所以这个不是那个房子的问题让我们很痛苦，是我们对这个房子的执着让我们很痛苦啊。所以那个我们就可以从这些的比较容易测觉到的那个执着呢，看到为什么执着会让我们痛苦。You know, really, it's not like the leak in the house or like something that needs to be repaired in the house that's causing us suffering. It's our attachment to the house, that it has to be perfect, leak-proof, everything working fine. That's causing us the agony, the suffering when something goes wrong. Because really, well, you know, something leaks, just call someone up and fix it. You know, why agonize over it?But we do. Oh, the house, you know, getting old and on. Also, the other area we can observe, is easy to find, our attachment. It's our attachment to, people around us, right? Our relationship, right? One time I heard, a Dharma teacher said, children, you love them so much, but they are like the biggest grief in your life. It's like they, because you love them so much. Right? 那我们也可以看到其他我们会很有执着的地方呢，就是对我们身边的人，跟我们尤其是跟我们有密切关系的人，的执着。那好像有一次呢，有一位佛法的老师讲到我们很爱我们的小孩啊，我们有小孩的有小孩的人会很爱我们的小孩，可是我们小孩也是让我们知道最多痛苦的东西，因为我们太爱这么爱他们了。You know, many people can relate to this. We're attached to these people, like, so we have a lot of hopes, expectation attached to people in our life. Children will be an easy example, but same thing applies to spouse, maybe siblings, maybe parents. We love them so much that we expect them to be a certain way.We expect them to love us back, for example. We expect to be a certain way, to be there, when we have a difficulty, to treat it a certain way that we have created in our mind. But they may not do exactly what we expect them to. So, and then we get disappointed, and then it becomes a great deal of a suffering for us. 那我们会想到不只是小孩的嘛，可能那个丈夫啊，或是妻子啦，或是爸爸妈妈，或是我们兄弟姐妹啦，因为我们很爱这些人我们对他们也有很大的期望希望他们。希望他们也会跟我们这样子爱他们，我们这么爱他们，希望他们也会这么爱我们。 让我们有问有困难的时候，也希望他们可以来啊，怎么怎么样的做。可是他们不一定是我们想象的这样子来做啊。那如果当那个时候发生的时候，我们可能会很失望，会觉得很痛苦。So we can see that attachment to others, to people, in our life can cause us, suffering. And, of course, some people are very attached to, their status, their position, in the group, you know, someone who's always been a leader, or someone, with an important position,can be quite difficult for this person, for example, to lose a job and then suddenly be someone without an important position. That's why losing a job can be a very traumatizing experience for a lot of people because of attachment to position, to a status. 那还有或许就是我们有些时候会对我们的身份地位很执着啊，或许有些人在工作的地方都是有那个领导的地位，那如果突然一天工作没有啦，或者退休啦，那个不再只变成一个只是普通人，没有不是这么领导的地位的时候呢，可能会觉得很痛苦啊。So a lot of people will, these attachments are relatively easy to notice. And, so a lot of people will think that, oh, okay, you know, well, now I know what I'm attached to. So, well, to get rid of attachment is to, well, maybe just to like, get rid of these things that I'm attached to, right? Or not be so attached to them. So, maybe one was, okay, you know, like, I'm trying not to be attached to my possessions. I'm going to get rid of my car. Or I'm going to just, like, not have so much possession. Give away my stuff. Right? So some people might think that this is a way of lessening one's attachment. 那有些人呢，他们就说，哦 ，OK， 那个我现在知道我对什么很执着了。那这些执着对我来讲也是让我很痛苦。那就会自然会觉得，哎呀，那这样子吧，那我就把我很执着的东西放弃它，不要它，不要这些我很执着的东西。那我没有东西可以执着了嘛？那我就不痛苦啦。或许就想，哎，我如果我有什么，我对我的车子很执着，那我就不要我的车子，我把它卖掉啊。或者我有很多什么东西我是很爱的，我就让我很执着，我就把它们送给其他人，那我就不会执着了，没有东西可以执着了嘛。So in addition to giving away things that we attach to, thinking that if we don't have that object anymore, we have taken care of our attachment. We're no longer attached because there's nothing to attach to. We might think that, well, like, there are things that you can't get rid of. Like, you can't get rid of your parents. You can't get rid of your children. So they're still there. Well, what am I going to do? I'm attached to them. Right? So, well, we might think that, well, to not be attached, means,like not care about them so much, not invest so much in them emotionally, like not see them so much, be a little bit more aloof in this relationship, so that we might think that is being not attached, right? Or to approach other things in our life, such as our work, our positions, not be so emotionally invested, that we can, that means, we're not being attached. 有些人会想到，或许有一些东西我们不可以把它扔掉嘛，啊，不可以把它卖掉，好像小孩不可以卖掉了，啊，那个，父母，我们身边的人都，我们还是，他们还在的，那 怎么办呢？我们还是对他们很执着啊，他们还在那，我们还是对他们执着呢。那就想到有些人啊，那我不执着怎么样呢？我就不要放这么多感情进去，就少跟他们见面，少跟他们交往，少跟他们交往的时候不要放这么多心进去，那我就不会那么执着了。这样子会这样想。那大家觉得这样子是真的不执着吗？ You think this is really not attached? to be aloof, not to be emotionally involved, like invested in our relationship. So like these are like you probably can see that this might be not the right way to go about dealing with our attachment, right? Very often, this view about attachment focuses on the object that we are attached to, thinking that if they disappear, we get rid of them, or we kind of modify the way we interact with them, we would be able to eliminate our attachment. And this view is problematic, right? This is not what the practice is about.
大家会看到，我看到很多人说，当然不是了，不对了，当然可是我们可以想到这样想法，就是把那个执着呢的这个问题呢，重点放在我们执着的对象。还有呢，我们跟这个我们执着的对象的关系，我们想到，把执着的对象把它那个弄掉，或者是那个我们不要跟这个执着的对象有这么深的关系，我们就是算是不执着了。这样子，这个观念是有问题的，因为修行不是这样子，如修行就是不要爱我们的身边的人是有问题啦。So obviously this is problematic. Otherwise it will means that engaging in the practice means not to love our children, not to love our parents. Something is wrong with this practice. Even when one can say that, I have my cars and if it gets a ding, it just happens, and you know, I accept that the car gets old, the house gets old, the body gets old, and I accept that my relationship with people sometimes is close, sometimes is not so close. I accept the reality. Things change, right? This seems pretty healthy attitude, right? And I'm not attached to things. Does it really mean that there's no attachment?
那或许呢，有一些人他可不会这么极端哈，会想其实我可接受了，那个无常嘛，车子会旧，人的身体会老，房子会旧，那个他如果车子那个弄花了，房子有坏了，那个正常的，我可以接受。那人与人之间的关系，有些时候好，有些时候不好，无常嘛，那个这个心态那个蛮健康的。我就是不执着的啦，我就是不执着的啦。这样子的心态是不是真的不执着呢？甚至是不是没有执着呢？大家觉得呢？ Is it really no attachment?
Spokesperson for Bill.
What do you mean by love? All right, sorry. I'm sure everybody understands what I'm about to say. The word love is an imprecise word. It has lots of different meanings. You know, people will say, I love this, I love that, I love the other thing. But when you look at the actual emotion that they feel towards that thing, each of the three things, you can see that they're different. They're not, a man might love his daughter. Man says, I love my daughter. Same man says, I love my wife. Are the feelings towards the two women exactly the same? No, right? We understand that, right? Okay, so, I think that these questions can be very, very difficult in our society now because there are situations can arise where you love a person, but that person is engaged in some extremely destructive behavior that's just like blowing everybody out of the water in the whole family. And something has to happen, you know. Now, I was just bringing up like these shows on TV. You may have seen Intervention, they're called, where one member of a family has become addicted to some kind of, really bad drug, and it's ruining everything. And the other family members get together, and they can bring in professionals, and they basically like kidnap the person and put them somewhere and say, you're going to change, or, you know, and that they... You know, what they're saying is, if you don't change, we're going to abandon you. We're going to cut you off totally, right? Now, pretty harsh, right? But the situation is extreme. You know, we all know the stories, how a person who becomes addicted to drugs like this will do anything to get the money to get more drugs, right?
Okay, I'm going to cut you off here, Bill. We're good friends. He knows. That's an important subject matter, and I hope someone, maybe Bill, will give a talk on Chan and relationship. It is a very important a topic. But this is not the direction I'm planning to go to. So I'm going to also cut Anselmo off at this point. The reason when I asked you this question is like, okay, I'm going to be pretty moderate about what I attach to, about my relationship with other people around me, with things I possess, and because I want to be not attached. I don't want to be so attached. Because I'm a practitioner, I don't want to be so attached. I want to be someone who's not attached. Is there really no attachment? 那我会想呢，那个刚才问的问题就是。 说我就不要这么执着了，因为我是修行的人，我修行的佛法的人，我不要这么执着哈。我对事情都看得很开的，看得很淡的，我不要那么执着。我是一个不执着的人，是不是这样子就是没有执着呢？ How about the idea that I am not attached? That I am someone who is not attached to things and people. Is it an idea about ourselves that we are a little attached to? So we might be very focused on how not to attach to things, how not to be attached to people, in the process of working very hard not to try to be a person who's not attached, we have developed a pretty strong attachment to this notion of who we are. I am someone who's not attached. 那当我们想的，哎呀，我就是看得很淡的啦，我的钱啦、权力啊、人那个什么人啦、关系啦，
我都看得很淡的，我都不执着的，那是不是我们就不执着呢？我问这个问题的时候，就是可能是那个对某东西不执着哈，可是当我们很努力的是不要去执着这个，不要去执着那个，不要去执着那个人、家人、朋友的时候。 我们其实只是在建立一个很强烈的执着，这是执着什么？执着说我是一个不执着的人，这个观念，这个想法，是不是？那个如果有人跟你讲，哎呀，你还是很执着，那你就很生气了。So because we are so attached to the idea that I'm someone who's not attached. When someone point out that, hey, you're still pretty attached to this idea, you're gonna get pretty upset about this, right? That's a sign. You know, we're still very attached to something. We're still very attached to the idea of being a non-attached person, right? So, but this is a more subtle form, subtle aspect of a self-attachment, and this is what I'd like to spend a little bit of time today to kind of talk about it, talk over it, and throw these ideas out and see what you think. I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about how this more subtle aspect of self-attachment operates. How does it operate? How does it cause suffering? Because earlier I mentioned that the usual way of thinking about attachment leads us to focus on the object of our attachment and our relationship to the object of attachment. But really, we need to understand that self-attachment, it's a habitual tendency of our unawakened mind. It's about how our mind works, and that's what we need to understand. 那现在我们可以想到这种的自我执着是不是那么容易察觉的，那个比较是维系的，不是很容易看到的。 那我希望今天的剩下来的时间可以探讨一下这一种比较维系的自我执着，探讨一下究竟这种自我执着是怎么样形成的，我怎么样运作的，怎么让我们痛苦？还有呢，我们要记得呢，刚才我想到，我们通常所想到的执着就是。 我们只是注意到我们执着的对象，我们还有我们跟这些执着的对象的关系。可是我们要记得，其实自我执着是我们是这个，因为我们都是没有开悟的人哈，还没有开悟的众生的那个心的习性，就是自我执着。 所以，我们还是没有开悟的众生，就是会有自我执着的这种习性的。所以，我们多探讨、多了解，我们就知道怎么这样是怎么样运作的。So as long as we are unenlightened sentient beings, which we all are, as long as we are unenlightened, unawakened. We will experience this habitual tendency, which is self-attachment. So might be worth our while to kind of investigate it, understand how it operates, how it causes suffering in our lives. So I'd like to share with you. So for those of you who've been coming to Guo Xing Fashi's talk, you might be quite familiar with this idea, but I'd like to bring it up here because I find it very useful in understanding this subject matter. 那大家或许已经对听过这个很蛮多次了，那个国兴法师所讲到的这个题目可是我觉得国兴法师讲的这个题目蛮有用的。So in one of 国兴法师's talk, he said that the way self-attachment operates is this. At abstract level, we're going to talk about this with some examples. When our mind interacts with the environment, we talk to other people, we notice something, we watch something happening. When our mind interacts with our environment, then the mind gives rise to an image of the people, of the situation, like basically an image of what happened, and or the object. So it's kind of like a camera. It took a picture of what happened, right? And then we attach to this picture that we took of what happened, the situation, what the people said, what they did, and then we attach to this image. And also, not just the image, we also have our ideas about what happened, our judgments, our interpretation of what happened. These are all different ideas. So not just our memory of what happened, but our interpretation, our judgment of what happened. And then we attach to these ideas as self. Now it becomes part of who we are. And we carry it around, and then these views, that's part of ourself. We call them maybe worldview, you know, because this serves to form our view about how the world's supposed to work, what is right, what is wrong. And then we use these we use these self view that we attach to as part of self to shape our responses to what happens in our environment. So next time we go and interact with others, we will use this to respond to the environment. So, well, this all sounds very abstract. So let's use an example. Like, this happens to us every day. Like, first, I need to say this in Chinese once. So, 那或许可以那个借用国行法师讲的我觉得很有用。那我慢慢的讲一次呢，让大家可以记得这个观念哈，就是我们的心跟我们的环境互动或许跟其他人讲话，或许看到一个有人在互动，看到一件事情在发生，我们的心跟环境的互动的时候呢，就会我们的心就会产生对这个环境在发生什么时候。在发生什么事情，里面的人，里面的事，我们的心就会形成了一个影像，好像拍个照一样。我们在发生什么事情，我们拍照，我们常常在做嘛，我们的相机拍照。然后这个心里面拍了这个照之后呢，这个形成的这个影像呢，我们就会执着这个影像，还不只是这个影像，还有。我们对这个影像的意见，这个是对的不对的，好的不好的，我觉得它是怎样子，怎么样，这些不同的意见还有那个评价，然后我们把这些所有的念头都执着成我这个我的一部分，然后我们把这个我呢带着我们到处跑，然后下次呢我们再跟环境互动的时候，我们就把这些不同的影像拿出来，用来跟我们的环境互动，告诉我们应该怎么样跟那个环境互动，这样子。那这样好像很抽象，那我们可以
运用这个一个例子可以那个解释一下。So, okay. What am I going to use? He's not going to like it, but I'm going to use it. I'm going to use my husband. I'm going to exploit my husband here. So, okay. So, you know, of course I love my husband, right? So, yes, I do. I love my husband. My mind interacts with this phenomenon who is my husband, who has a ponytail. Okay. This ponytail is associated with this phenomenon that I like a lot. And, so in my mind, people with ponytails are just great people. Totally biased and irrational, right? So, but it is part of me. I attach to, I have this image in my mind that people with ponytails, they're just kind of great guys. So there's not just the picture of a guy with a ponytail, but it's added with my interpretation. Total without any solid reality necessarily, but you know, that's totally my personal bias, right? And I care, this is part of my belief, that's part of me, that's part of who I am. And so, next time I go to a conference and I meet someone, at the conference, and this person has a ponytail. I already like this person. I don't even know this person. I already like this person. Right. So, do we all do this? Right. So, 那这个很简单的例子哈。那好像我先生哈，因为我很爱我先生嘛。那我先生有个那个鞭子哈，那个男生有鞭子那。因为我很爱我先生，我就觉得那个男生那个留个鞭子呢，都是好人的，那个鞭子的男生都是好人的，这个是完全不客观的哈。我跟你讲，这个完全主观的。那这是完全是因为我很喜欢我先生哈。那可是这个我跟我先生这个人那个互动，就留给我心里面有这样子的影像，留个鞭子的男生。然后加上我的评价，我的意见就是留个鞭子的男生都是好人，哦，然后我就带着这个影像，这个变成我的那个一部分，这个我的自我执着的一部分。那我到处出去参加什么参加那个会议的时候，有时候我会认识新的陌生人呐。那如果这个男生啊有留个鞭子的话呢，那我就已经觉得这个人好人了，这个我就已经开始喜欢，我就会觉得这个人是可以信任，这个是好人了。我们心里面形象就去会影响到我们跟我们的环境的互动，这样子啊。那So but the opposite can apply, right? So if you know someone you really dislike who wear glasses. Now that's a little broad, right? Like, and then you're gonna like think, oh, you know, people wear glasses. I don't know. I just can't trust them. And then it will kind of bias your view of people who wear glasses every time you encounter them.And this is a simple example, but we do this all the time. So this is how our mind works. 那或者那个相反的也是对的。有的时候我们认识一个人，客气话，或许这个人他戴眼镜的，那我你不喜欢这个人，那你心里面的已经你形成这个影像了，觉得戴眼镜这个人戴眼镜都是不那个不可以信任，我都不喜欢这个人。其实是跟这个只是这个人，可是你带着这个影像以后，你碰到戴眼镜的人，你都会觉得这个人讨厌了，会这样子。跟你碰到的人没有关系的，可是会影响到我们跟其他人的互动。 Okay, so keep this set of concept in mind about how our interaction with our environment, how we form these images, and how we attach to these images as ourselves, and how we use them to shape and constrain our interaction with the environment. 那大家记得这几步哈，我们怎么跟环境互动，然后形成这个影像，然后执着这个影像为我，然后这个我这道去跟其环境互动，会那个影响我们跟环境互动。那 so what I want to share with you why I start thinking about this topic of self-attachment. So 那我希望跟大家分享一下为什么我会想到这个自我执着这个题目哈。It happened when I was at the Dhammadharma Retreat Center last time for a retreat. If you've been at the retreat center, the Chan Hall has a machine that kind of looks like that thing, with even more buttons, you know, so, that's used for recording. It's a sound system. And, every time, when I saw that machine, I get scared. I get scared. I'm scared of, I had this thing at that time. I was like, we need to find someone who will record, who will do the recording. Because, remember this, because I have this thing in my mind, I cannot deal with machines with a lot of buttons. So, I can't deal with machines with a lot of buttons. You're like, okay, where are you going with this? I was going to a retreat. I was going to a 5-day retreat. And usually I would just let myself get away with such thinking. But I was getting ready to go to a retreat. I was like, I can't deal with machines with a lot of buttons. Where did this idea come from? Why did I believe this? Why do I think I'm a person who can't deal with machines with a lot of buttons? In other words, why do I have such a belief about who I am? And I spent some time to investigate this. To see that it is a form of self-attachment. It is a form of a self-attachment attaching to a certain view, certain notion of who I am. And this view, this notion of who I am, has served to limit what I can do, what I believe I can do. And because I believe that I cannot deal with machines with a lot of buttons, I have created this imaginary barrier in my life that, like, I literally would not get close to that machine physically. Because I'm afraid of it. Now, that machine doesn't bite. I won't die. It won't hurt me. But this, so I noticed this very irrational fear of it. And this is when I realized that this kind of self-attachment of a certain notion of the self can be very destructive because it's a form of internalized irrational fear. That is creating an invisible prison for ourselves, creating limitations for ourselves about what we can and cannot do. And that is actually a source of why we feel unfree. We do not feel free. We create all sorts of these imaginary prisons, limitations, barriers in our lives. And so this is an experience that got me thinking about this topic. 那我想讲一下为什么我会想到这个自我执着这个题目呢？那个是跟呢我上一次到香港道场参加一个禅舞的时候一个经历，那希望有关系，所以希望跟大家分享一下。那如果大家有到过到香港道场呢，会知道那个禅堂里面呢有一个音响录音的那个设备，那个跟这边的那个大一点，也是很多按钮的啊。那我呢每一次到那个禅堂呢，我都不会走去那个音响的那个东西的那边的，因为我很怕那个东西齁。那个我到那边呢，我就在一直在找人要做录音这个事情，因为那个我就跟我自己讲，这个我是不能够操作这些很多按钮的那个机器的。这个是我常常挂在口边的，我常常会跟人讲，我是不能够操作很多按钮的机器的。那次呢就不一样，因为我去那边参加禅修齁。那我既然是在这边参加禅修，我就要好好的用我的心在这边修行，来看我自己的心。那我在这边修行的时候，为什么我会有这样子的念头出现？为什么我有这样子的念头说我是不能够操作我很多按钮的机器？这个念头是从哪里来的？因为那慢慢我就发现，这个是其实就是自我执着的一种自我执着。这种执着就是相对我是怎么样的一个人的一种的想法，然后很对他很执着。那没关系，那我慢慢在那个在把它深入再探讨一下的时候，我就发现这好像看上去好像不是很严重嘛，不操作嘛，没关系嘛。可是其实是很严重的一个问题，因为我们有这样子一种想法，觉得我是一个不能做这样子东西的人。我是到堂堂那边是完全不会接近那台机器的，我是对那台机器是很害怕的。那为什么会对那个机器害怕呢？那个机器又不会杀我，又不会咬我，这一种的恐惧啊，是有问题了。这种非常非理性的恐惧。那我就慢慢发现，这一种的自我执着呢，就是我们为什么我们觉得不自由的原因。这一种自我执着呢，让我给我们自己的心里面制造一种无形的监狱，就是我只不可以做那个，我不能够做那个，我没有办法做那个。我们制造的这些想法，让我们觉得我们是有很多限制的。所以呢，那我就发现这一些很容易可以看到的自我执着的想法哈，其实是我们的觉得没有不自由不是不能解脱是有关系的。So because such self attachment, such view of self, such belief of self, really it's the source of a limitation in our life, our source of non-liberation.I feel that it might be worth investigating a little bit. And this little example perhaps can can help us think about if we have similar kind of internalized fear. Do we have other fear? And what this fear is related to? Can this does this internalized fear have something to do with being very used to controlling what our limits are, creating these limits for ourselves, what we can, what we cannot do, and the fear to test the limit, to fear to go beyond the limit, and so we create these limitations in our lives. This investigating this can be part of our practice. When we think about when we respond to a certain situation, we pay attention to our thoughts. Do we give rise to thoughts like, I can't do this. I don't know. The other thing I like to say, that I can't do is I can't cook. That probably is an excuse, but I really believe I can't cook. Really, you know, like, where is that from? And how is it causing limitation in my life? Where did I get this idea? Where did I internalize these ideas? Now, I'm using these kind of, you think, silly, maybe kind of funny examples, right? There are people who have much more paralyzing internalized fear that cause much more serious limitations in their lives. So I invite you to investigate these, to practice paying attention to our thoughts, our responses, which is the self-attachment, the images with judgments, views that we carry with us everywhere. When we respond, that shapes and limits our responses to our surroundings, right? So,
那这个小小的故事呢，其实我希望也可以让我们发现我们可以怎么样用在我们日常的生活的修行里面哈，我们怎么可以用来修行来发现或许了解我们的自我执着呢？或者就是当我们在一个在跟其环境互动的时候，跟人家互动还是有什么事情要做的时候，我们看看我们的心会不会有这个念头说，我不能够做，我不会做这个。我们会不会有这样子的反应？那我们要问自己，是真的吗？或者不，其实不是真的吗？都不是最重要的问题。我们为什么会有这样子的想法？这是一种自我执着。这个是因为我们相信我就是这一样的一个人。我相信我这个就是一个不能够做这个的人。这一种的自我执着是从哪里来的？这一种的自我执着是对我们的生命有什么的限制？什么让我们造成一些什么的痛苦？尤其是对一些事情的恐惧，这个可以探讨哈。This my little episode with the machine with a lot of buttons.May seem kind of harmless. Okay, you deal with the buttons, you don't deal with buttons, who cares, right? Now, there are the things that, that actually, can really have a great deal to do with our relationship with others, right?
So I'm going to share with you another example. I'm going to bring in my husband again. So he's probably regretting being here now. You know, for those of you who have husbands or partners or who live with anyone, when you are home, you do housework. If you do housework, you will know this happens. So this is a story. I noticed that when I do dishes, I have a system. Okay, so like in my mind, there is a certain way to do dishes. You do it in a certain order. You do all the little things first, and then you put them on a rack, and then you do the bigger items, and you put the bigger items in the other part of the rack. And you organize the dishes in a certain way, right? This is like, in my mind, is an absolute universal truth of the universe. It ought to be this way, okay? Anyone who does dishes differently, something's wrong with them. Well, I see people laughing. I'm sure that probably means this happens to you, or you do this to someone else, all right? So, So how do we solve the problem? Educate this other person who won't do dishes the right way, right? Which is my husband. This ought to be my solution. When he does dishes, he doesn't use any of my system at all. You know, he puts everything in the wrong place and do them in completely wrong order, which is actually a random order. I know this. I'm sure in his mind he has a system also, which is the absolute truth of the universe. But what happened is that this generates tension. It's like when you feel that you have the absolute truth, the right way of doing dishes, and your spouse is obviously doing it the wrong way in your opinion. Notice self-attachment here. So I want to spend a little bit of time thinking about how this works. 那我想希望可以分享另外一个例子哈。那当刚才那个例子就说，哎呀，你那个是不是很恐惧用这些很多按钮的机器？你恐惧不恐惧？那这是你自己的事情嘛，哈，好像不是很重要。可是我们修行有时候有一些我们自我执着的东西呢，其实对我们周围的人很有影响的，跟我们跟其他人的关系很有影响的。那我下一个例子就希望可以探讨一下哈，那个家里哈有先生或太太的人都可能会有这样子的经历，就是啊在做家务的时候呢啊我自己会有一套的方法哈。那好像我在家里做那个洗碗的时候呢，我有我自己一套的方法，就什么东西先洗，什么时候最后洗，然后洗完之后放在哪里，都是有一套，我有一套的方法，已经就觉得这套方法就是很完美的，这应该是每个人都应该是这样子做的，这绝对在我们心里面是那个绝对的方法哈。那当然那个我先生呢就完全不是用那套方法的，他洗碗的时候呢那个碗的这个就不是跟着我做的做方法来做的，然后呢碗都放在错的地方哈。那大家通常我们的想法是哎呀简单啦、啊、就是叫我们先生做跟你这样的方法做就解决了嘛，是吗？可是当然这不是啊，因为他不会跟着你这样子做的嘛。那如果不跟着你这样子做，你生气，我们就生气啦，那个会让个关系都会很紧张啦。为了洗碗的一件事情，那洗碗只是一件事情，家里很多不同的事情嘛，都会有这样的情况。那有这里面有自我执着吗？ So where's the self-attachment operating in this? Right. I don't know where, but through many, many rounds of dishwashing in my life, or I totally just made this up in my mind, accumulating from experiences based on my interaction with the environment, I formed this set of ideas about how to do dishes in the right way. And these images were formed in my mind, and I attached to them. That's part of who I am. That's part of who I am. And I carry these images and my idea about how to do dishes with me. And I use these images with the judgment to shape my encounters with my husband when he does dishes. When he's doing dishes, when I'm standing in the kitchen, I was like, I know, that's not, like I try to hold my tongue, like, right? But like he can feel the tension and he doesn't. and we help each other, because I'm sure I do a lot of things that drives him crazy, right? So, first of all, let's break this down. When I'm standing in the kitchen watching my husband do dishes, you may wonder, like, what are you doing? Why are you watching someone do dishes? Why aren't you doing dishes? But that's besides the point. When I'm standing in the kitchen watching someone do dishes, that is what's going on in the present moment. Whatever he's doing with the dishes. When I'm bringing in my idea of how I would do the dishes myself, that idea of the right way to do dishes, that's part of who I am, my self-attachment. I bring it into this present moment and pass judgment on it. Pass judgment on whether he's doing it right way, whether he's doing it wrong way. Am I in the present moment? Or am I dwelling on how I usually do dishes? So when we bring our self-attached ideas to a situation, right off the bat, we cannot be in the present moment anymore. Because all we are doing is to bring in our preconceived notion into the present moment, to pass judgment, right or wrong. This person doing it right, doing it wrong. And based on the judgment, whatever your judgment is, we're not fully engaged with what's going on. We only engage with our idea of what is supposed to happen, rather than being with what's happening. And ultimately, something that is happening that you're watching will not match our expectation of what is supposed to happen. Oh, like he's not, you know, putting the bowl in the right place, whatever it is. And then we'll be disappointed or upset, unhappy. And that is dukkha. That's suffering. Suffering is unsatisfactoriness. Suffering is whatever that is happening right now is not good enough. It's not how it's supposed to be. And why do we think that whatever happening now is not the way it's supposed to be? Because we brought in some standard, some preconceived notion of how this current moment should unfold. We're bringing our self-attached notions. And this is how our mind's habitual tendency, which is self-attachment, bring about sufferings all the time in our life.
那让我们那个探讨一下，究竟这样子的情况里面，怎么让我们会觉得有问题呢？那或许在我过去的时候，怎么样做家务的时候，我自己用我自己的那个经验啊知识啊，制造了一套哈一套做家务那个洗碗的那个方法出来。这个就形成了我心里面这个影像，这个事情是应该怎么这样子做的。那也加上我自己的那个价值在里面，评价在里面，这个这样子是才是对的、正确的，做洗碗的方法哈。然后呢，这个就变成我的一部分，我自我制作的一部分。那每一次呢，有人在洗碗，我就拿着那个一套来用来评价。你这样子洗碗是对的不对的，做的对哪里做的不对的，就这样子。所以那每一次我现在在洗碗的时候，我就拿着这一套哈，来你心里面的影像，我自己的自我执着，就来批判他了啊，这样子做对的不对的。那当然就是如果你开声那个批评了，就会吵架了哈。这个都不是最大的问题哈，是问题，可是不是最大的问题。可是那么探讨一下，究竟在这些时候发生的是什么？我们在厨房里面，这个当下的时候，先生在洗碗，我在这个当下的时候，把我心里面已经形成的这个洗碗是应该是怎么洗的这个影像带进来这个当下里面，用来批判究竟他洗的对不对。这样子的时候，我的心是不是还在当下里面呢？已经不是了嘛。我的心是在过去，我在自己在洗碗的时候通常是怎么样洗的，我把那个只是在过去里面，当下在发生的什么事情不清楚，因为我的心已经只是还在过去里面。那心不是在他当下那个带着过去的这些既有的想法，在那个当下里面来评价他对不对。可是你带着过去的这些影像进来当下的时候，把两个情形来比较的话，现在当下发生的事情一定不会100% 跟你心里面影像是一样的嘛。那会觉得哎呀，你现在做的都是跟我心里面想的差点嘛，不是完全一样嘛。那么我们就会觉得失望了，觉得不高兴了，有时可能觉得很生气了，这个不是就苦了吗？这个就是佛陀所讲的苦了。苦的不是说哎呀好痛啊，不是一定是那样子，就是觉得现在当下发生的东西就是有什么不对劲的，有什么不够好的。那为什么我们会发现不够好？因为我们把以前已经既有的一些执着的那些想法带进在当下里面比较，一比较一下一定是有一点有差的，那我们就觉得现在在发生的事情不够好，不够完美，就苦了。 So this is the main wayMain mechanism, self-attachment, brings about suffering. And as you can see, it can also cause a great deal of tension in our relationship with others, because we use this to pass judgment.
on others. And usually, we can see that, oh, like, you know, it's his fault. If he would just listen to me on how the right way how to do dishes, there will be no problem, right? But really, is that the problem?这个就是自我执着怎么样造成痛苦的程序，可是我们通常呢不会这样想的，我们通常呢如果有这样的情形呢就想，哎呀，那个谁错，当然是他错啦，那如果他听我告诉他很多次怎么样洗碗才是对的，如果他听我讲。他照着我这样子做就没有问题啦，是不是这样子？是这样子吗？可我通常，我们通常都是这样想嘛，我们通常觉得他不对嘛。所以学了这个自我执着，学了让我们痛苦，也会让我们跟其他人的关系会紧张。哦，那是因那我们那个是那个错误的观念的问题。那个我没有想，没有去探讨自我执着的那个究竟的那个情，那个怎么样去怎么样的情况。So perhaps we can use this in our daily practice. And this is why Chan practice is not about going.To live in a cave in a mountain and be away from people, Chan practice is about engaging fully in our daily life. And in fact, we welcome having the opportunity to interact with others. And it is true when Shifu said that other people around us are our bodhisattvas.Especially those who we believe give problems to our wives. They are our great bodhisattvas. So people who won't just do what you tell them to do. You think they are like the total pain in the neck in your life. They are your greatest bodhisattvas. Because if they just do what you tell them to do,We will not have the opportunity to see, oh, well, this is not working because I cannot just bully someone into doing what I want them to do. And I'm certainly suffering from this. What? This idea that it has to be done this way. Can it be my self-attachment?Can it be my self-attachment? Where's this self-attachment come from? To investigate this whole process of how our mind's habitual tendency operate, and gain a better understanding of how our mind works.And perhaps we may find we do similar things in other situations. Do we do the same thing at work? Do we do the same thing to other people in our lives? I bet we do. If I have a certain idea that I have discovered a perfect way to do dishes and every person on the face of this earth should be doing dishes in this way, I probably do the same thing.At work, believing that I have discovered the perfect way of doing certain thing, and believe everyone else should do it, and judge them, and cause myself a great deal of grief when they wouldn't just do what I think they should do. Right? So, 呢，这个我们也可以把它当成一个。我们日常生活里面的一个修行的修行的方法哈，所以呢，为什么师父说 禅修呢是应该是在生活里面修行，而不是跑到山里面一个人不要跟其他人互动，这样子修行就好了。禅修是跟在社会里面跟其他人互动，来修的。那我们身边的人就是我们的菩萨，我们身边的人那个不合作啊，给我们困难的人，他们是我们的大菩萨啊，越是跟我们对着干的人，他们越是我们的大大菩萨。那因为如果那所有人都我们要他们怎么做怎么做，他说啊好啦，那好了，我都依你的，我们就没有机会看的，诶，他就不是，他就不愿意跟我跟着我这样说的做，那我就好痛苦啊。可是发现会这样子很痛苦，才会想到我怎么样修行的方法来解决呢？我修行的方法不是说，哎呀，那这样子啦，我跟他离婚啦，那他就不我没有这个把这个我觉得很痛苦的对象干那个把他的消失了，那我就不痛苦了。不是，我们发现痛苦是这个是我们的这个自我执着是制造出来的，是我们这个心的习性所制造出来的，就会让我们看到，哎，我们这个这一种新的习性啊，是怎么样运作的？我们也可以问我们自己，哎，如果我家里会有这样子的习性，为了洗碗这么小的事情，会搞得这么麻烦的话，那我是不是在我生活里面其他的地方也有同样的习性？好，我工作是不是有同样的习性？我在禅中心那个做义工，会不会也有同样的习性？觉得哎，我发现了怎么样做一个事情很完美的方法，然后要整天要其他人跟着我这样子做，是不是有这样子的习性？让我自己痛苦，也会让其他人觉得跟我们的关系很紧张，很困难。是不是有这样的情形？ So, I'd like to end the talk with an idea from the Platform Sutra. The Platform Sutra, there's a part that says that that we should not think about what is.Right, or we should not think about what is wholesome and what is unwholesome. The idea is not to engage in dualistic thinking and not to be passing judgments. Right. Now, that's talking about someone who is enlightened. They can do that. Right. So, as long as we are ordinary, unawakened, sentient beings, we will be passing judgments. I guarantee you.We do it all the time. We can say, oh, I don't pass judgments. But that's just another self-attachment, let's face it. We're just attached to the idea that I'm a non-judgmental person. And we would judge, we would say, oh yeah, that's a very judgmental person. Alright? So, well, there goes the non-judgment. So let's face it.We all judge. We all engage in dualistic thinking. We all constantly engage in the thinking of that's wholesome, that's not wholesome, that's right, that's wrong. We do this. We can use this as our practice. When we engage in these judgments, this is our response to our environment. Why do we respond this way?We are using our self-attachment to respond this way. So we can observe our thoughts process, our responses to our judgmental responses to our environment, people, what's going on, to and turn it around. Usually we're just like, oh, you know, that person, he's that, and then we just talk about that person. Like, it's okay, we have the judgmental thoughts, but we turn it around. It's like,Oh, where's that judgment? Where did that come from? Where that What does it say about our self-attachment? What kind of idea about who I am that I'm attached to? And in the process, we know about how our mind works, and slowly can free ourselves from these limitations, these prisons, these constructed notions of who we are. We can free ourselves from that, and that's the path to liberation. 所以呢，我希望呢，引用那个《坛经》里面所讲的两句话呢，来结束今天的演讲哈。《坛经》里面会讲啊，不思善，不思恶，是吗？那个通常就说，哎呀，我们就不要讲人家是好的还是不好的哈。可是我们要记得，那个是。 已经解脱的人才是能够真的不是善不是恶，那我们说，哎呀，我不是善不是恶，我都不会想究竟人家是好还是不好的啦，那个是真的吗？啊，是真是这样子吗？我们是装假装的了吧？可能就想了，哎呀，我都不去想人家究竟是好不好的啦。 或许那个也是另外一个自我执着吧，我这个执着就是，哎呀，执着我是一个都不去想人家是好还是不好的人啦，是不是啊？这个是一种比较维系的自我执着哈。那我们不如就是比较坦白一点，哎呀，我还是没有开悟的，我还没解脱的，当然我会失善会失恶啦。 我看到人家都会想到，究竟他是好还是不好，做的对还是做的不对，这个不是问题。主要就是我们通常只想到他人家是好还是不好，我们只是想的那个人。我们在思善思恶的时候，不要想的那个人，而是把它反转反过来想：哎，我为什么会对这个情况，对这个人有这样子的？ 反应呢？这个是我的心的反应嘛？那这个心的反应呢，是根据因为我的自我执着有这样子的反应。那我们把它反过来自我反省。哎，我对这样的情况、这样子事情有这样子的评价，觉得它是好不好、对不对？那个是从哪里来的？这个是跟我的自我执着有关系的，一定是。那这个是什么自我执着？ 怎么样的自我执着？执着什么的想法？那这样过程就可以让我们对我们的心的怎么执对什么的想法的执着，我们这个心的习性会更有更深入的了解。那这样子的了解会让我们呢，就知道我们给自己制造怎么样的监狱。 制造一个什么样的，我们觉得可以不可以就对不对？这一些自己制造出来的东西呢，更了解，我们就可以从这一些想法解脱出来。这个就是自我解脱的一条路，一个修行的方法。啊，谢谢大家。Sorry, we went two minutes over. Sorry, thank you.
Bow to the Buddha and please face to the center. Bows to each other. Next, I need everybody kind assistance to help to clear up this space. Please leave 16 chairs and all cushion, all round cushions and